right, on Friday, November 8th, Chicago will be celebrating the Marine Corps' 244th birthday as the Chicago Marines Foundation will host a fundraising event featuring Medal of Honor recipient Kyle Carpenter and raising funds to support local veteran outreach programs. Vice President of the Chicago Marines Foundation is a former Marine herself, Dana Oswald. She joins us in studio. First, Dana, thank you for your service.
Thanks, David. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So tell me, why did you originally join the Marine Corps?
That's a loaded question, but it started in grade school, fifth or sixth grade. I was in the band.
Okay.
I was at a Memorial Day parade in Fontana, Wisconsin, and I saw all the old World War II veterans marching down the street. And, you know, I knew my papa was in World War II, my mother's father, my father's father, and I started to wrap my head around all of their brothers. Two didn't make it back. On my dad's side, all his brothers and uncles left. They didn't make it back. And wow. I just started to dig into
some
their experience.
History.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was just, I knew it was a way of life during World War II, but it was fascinating. And not everyone does it. And it was a challenge. And I wanted to see what it was all about. And I had my heart set on it since probably third or fourth grade.
That's crazy. I mean, that's really young to be that influenced by that.
Yeah.
My grandpa was in World War II, and you were always fascinated. Did you ask a lot of questions, you know, of your grandfather?
I did, and he didn't really start to open up until 16, 17, when it became real.
Yeah.
I made my parents go with me to the recruiting station and sign the papers, because you could sign at 17, as long as you have your parents with you. And I said, I'm doing it, 17, take me, let's go.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really exciting.
But that generation did not open up and talk about it that much. I mean, you really had a pride out of them. They stayed quite silent about it.
Yeah, when I first told my grandfather, he was a World War II Marine on Iwo Jima. His brother was killed in France. I still have the letter from the president that he got while he was in combat.
Wow.
When I told him I was going, he just looked down and shook his head. I said, Pop, it's not like it was. And well, we all want to serve, and look what you did. This is amazing. And
that's great.
So, yeah.
Why is the Marine Corps birthday so important? Because it's celebrated every year. It wasn't always celebrated in Chicago. It was celebrated elsewhere, and that kind of inspired you.
Yeah, so the president of the Chicago Marines Foundation, Mark, who I think you had on your show
mm-hmm. last year. Yep.
Yeah, he was in Philadelphia. That's the birthplace of our Marine Corps,
right.
Where... in Tun Tavern, where some gentlemen got together over some beer, and our Marine Corps was actually born in 1775. He was out there for a birthday party, and the streets were flooded.
It's a big deal. I mean, the bar can't fit quite as many people to show up for this event.
The streets were flooded with 2,000 people, and he's like, we can bring this to Chicago. We can do this in Chicago, and we can do it bigger, and we can do it better, and we're going to do it in Chicago. So he came back here, told all the Marines he knows, and we started the foundation, and this is going to be our fifth year.
How did the foundation get started?
Mark had this idea with three of the Marines, brought me on the next year in a bar.
Mm-hmm, of course. I would expect nothing less. Yeah.
Right. And it's grown. The first year they had 150 people walk through. Last year we had over 800.
That's great.
So we're really excited this year.
Well, I mean, it's so important, too, because you're raising funds for our veterans throughout the Chicagoland area and beyond the Chicago Marine Foundation. I mean, it's a big deal, and it raises a lot of money.
It does. And it's important when you transition out of the service, Marines, Army, so whatever branch you're in, it's a big transition. So we want to make sure there's the resources that are there to support the transition, the networks, the what the service members need, active duty, not active duty. It's a really good foundation.
The big fundraising event is 1 week from tonight, Friday, November 8th, from 5 to 9 at the Old Crow Smokehouse. Tell us a little bit about what's happening that night.
Yeah, so we have... like you said, the biggest birthday party in Chicago. Everyone's invited. It's not just Marines and sailors. Everyone is invited. We encourage everyone to come. It's the epitome of our esprit de corps. It's the one time we all have a reason to get together. I mean, Marines always get together. You see a stranger walking down the street and you figure out they're a Marine, and we hug and we
That's
laugh
awesome.
And we
yeah.
high five, and we all love each other. But the birthday is just the epitome of why we serve.
And the event, music, food, all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, so your ticket's a donation. You walk in the door, you get a canteen cup. You fill it with whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Come, watch. We march on our colors. It's a bar atmosphere. It's world-renowned anthem singer Jim Cornelison will sing our anthem.
Of course,
he'll lead us in the Marines hymn.
Yeah.
And you'll hear about 800 people sing and dance all night long. It's a real fun celebration, and everything is donated. We have some great sponsors, so all the money goes to a really great cause.
So Medal of Honor recipient Kyle Carpenter is joining the celebration this year. He just authored a new book called You Are Worth It. Tell us a little bit about Kyle's story.
Yeah, so Kyle was injured in Afghanistan back in 2010, and his story is just incredible, what he did while he served. It's touching. 3 years of surgeries in hospital, and how he's come out of it and how he's still serving
but he jumped on a grenade to protect.
He did. A grenade ended up on his rooftop, and he was able to throw his body over it to protect his fellow Marine.
And that just messed him up. I mean, everything. I mean, it just blew him to pieces. And again, as you said, surgeries later, all the rehab and so forth. I mean, he bounced back remarkably.
Yeah, he's just, aside from everything he's come through with his injury in 3 years, on top of everything else, he's just an awesome human. You come across him and you have a conversation with him, and he just makes you want to do good things and do good things around good people. And he's really inspiring. So he's our VIP this year. And we're really looking forward to having him celebrate with us.
Now, Kyle's going to be on the WGN Morning News next Thursday at 6:45 if you want to hear a little bit more of his story right from him. And he's also going to be on Bill and Wendy's show in the 10 o'clock hour here on WGN Radio on Thursday, right?
Yes.
Very cool. What are some of the charities that are involved here?
Yeah, so the Chicago Marines Foundation that we're talking about, mm-hmm. and Semper Fi Fund, we partner with them, and which financially supports critically injured and wounded service members as they transition or they're on active duty when resources don't necessarily get there in time. So, it's a great foundation. We actually have Marines that sit on the Chicago Marines Foundation board with us, along with Kyle Carpenter, that have directly benefited from Semper Fi Fund. And when I was a Marine helping our wounded, I liaised with our wounded warrior regiments. Semper Fi Fund was always there.
Now, besides being a wife and mother, you know, the veteran community is really your full-time job. I mean, you also have a company called Veterans Video Gaming. You're one of the founding members, I think, of this thing?
I'm not a founding member, okay. But I'm the vice president,
yeah.
And another Marine owns it.
Yeah,
Matthew,
tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so I had a great conversation. Another Marine had brought us together with the owner, Matthew Monson, and I've been there over a year now, and it's just been great. So we're the only veteran-owned terminal operator in the state of Illinois, and we're privileged to give a portion of our proceeds back to first responders and veterans. So we have a large philanthropic arm.
I mean, and businesses should know that. I mean, this is a veteran-owned business that gives back. So, I mean, if of course, in the state of Illinois, there's so many rules and regulations, but if you want to get into the gaming world, where do they have to go for that? What's your website?
Yeah, www.veteransgamingvgt.com, and you can find everything you want to about us and all of our philanthropic work and how you can partner with us in gaming in Illinois.
Cool. And the big fundraising event is 1 week from tonight, Friday, November 8th, from 5 to 9 at the Old Crow Smokehouse. And for more information on the Chicago Marines Foundation, how to get tickets, all that good stuff, you visit chicagomarinesfoundation.org. Thank you, Dana. And again, thank you for your service.
Thanks for having me, David. Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back.